Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo.
Real Moms of Bravo.
Hello, happy day whenever you're listening to this. Let's get into the headlines. This week is a little lighter. We got some happy headlines, dark headlines. They're kind of all over the place, but let's start on a happy note. Tinsley is married.
And she's a mom. So we talked about that. We saw Tinsley posted that practicing for the big day, and she kind of had blurred out 3 children, and we learned thanks to the internet that she was engaged or seriously dating. We all kind of assumed engaged to a man who was a widow. His wife passed away of cancer, and they had kids together, had 3 kids. And so now Tinsley gets to be a stepmom. I think all of us in the Bravo world love Tinsley. She was one that we were all rooting for. When she kind of got her Carrie Bradshaw moment leaving midway through the season, just looking out the window and kind of got like, I feel like no housewife gets like that closure and that like perfect goodbye that Tinsley got. Obviously that engagement didn't work out and we were all heartbroken for her. So I'm happy to see that she's found her, you know.
Me too. I'm thrilled for her. I am just so happy. And I'm sure Dale is over the moon.
Oh yeah.
So I just hope that we get to see like little glimpses, even just her and Dale. Like, give us an Instagram live.
I would love Dale to, like, I mean, so there was, like, phones were confiscated. We had people, like, message us saying, like, either they were there and they knew people there, which makes sense. Nothing, like, no photo came out. So we're going to have to wait for an official photo. But I would love to just see a picture of Dale and Tinsley, just, like, happy. And, you know, I will say, this kind of, like, vaguely reminds me of someone that I used to, like, work with. I wasn't super close with her, so I'm going to, like, redact little parts of her story. But she decided... She had a very successful career, never like would date, but never found anyone. Decided she was 39 and she was like, this is ridiculous. Technology's come a long way. I want a family. I want a kid. I'm gonna get a sperm donor. I'm gonna do it. And so she did. And she was like so excited. And she told people she was just happy to get to have one kid, but she always just envisioned herself with a big family. She wasn't from a big family, but she just said like, I don't know. I just always thought I'd have a big family, but I'm really happy that I have this one kid. And you know, it's really hard. I'm only gonna have one since I'm a single parent, but it's gone great. She lived in a city where everybody uses public transportation, and she met this guy on the train because they were always taking the same one at the same time and they'd get off at the same stop. So they must have worked like relatively near one another. And then she noticed she didn't see him anymore, and they did nothing like flirtatious or anything. And then like about 4 months later, she saw him on the train again. And she was just like, hey, I haven't seen, you know, my travel buddy for a while. How are you doing? And he was like, well, you know, my wife passed away, actually. She had cancer. You know, we have 4 kids. So it's just been really, really stressful. And so she, you know, like felt bad for them. And I guess she like found out through another friend because she was like telling someone about it. They're like, oh my God, I know who it is. And she was like, oh, well, you know, keep me updated. I felt so bad for him. And she would still see him on the train and just make small talk. So like a year or so goes by and her friend that like knew who it was like, I think you guys would be actually a really good couple. And she never thought of it that way because when she first met him, he had a wedding ring. There was nothing like inappropriate going on. He decides he's ready to date. Her friend is like, I think you should date this person. You know her. You guys have ridden the train together. And he was like, hey, why not? If it's super awkward, it is what it is. Like, she seems like she has a good heart. She'll understand it. Long story short, they fall in love. He has got a huge promotion. She's now like a stay-at-home mom. Well, her kids, the kids are all grown up, but she like got her big family. So I was just thinking, you know, like for Tinsley, who thought she'd always have a lot of kids, like sometimes it doesn't go the way you think it will, but you end up getting the story you wanted. So for anyone out there,
I have goosebumps.
Yeah. I have to always careful about how I tell it because people are like, she was trying to take him when he was married. I'm like, no, it was nothing like inappropriate. It just, they knew each other.
How it happened.
Oh, yeah.
On the train, friends on the train. Love that.
So,
well, with one wedding that happened, let's talk about one. That
circle of life. One, someone gets married and someone's not. Yes. Lindsay and Carl were supposed to be getting married today in Cancun.
Yes, today. And so we're seeing some people who went to the wedding because they either weren't able to get the hotel canceled on time, flights canceled, whatever it may be. Kyle and Amanda are there. Gabby's there. Sheena and Brock are there. Sheena and Kyle posted a picture with Carl's mom in Cancun. Do you find that strange? Yeah. Like if you were like in that situation, your child was supposed to get married, they didn't. Would you still attend the location of where they were supposed to get married?
I think if I couldn't cancel it, I guess maybe, you know, like it's not like Carl's mom. I mean, I think she's poor, but like, you know, if it was an expensive place and it's all inclusive and you already put everything down, I could be like, well, I don't want to be out, you know, $5,000-$6,000. So yeah, I could like, but if I was Sheena and I see Carl's mom and I know, like, I mean, she's invited. So she knows who Carl's mom is. I think I'd say hi. I'd have a nice little short little conversation with her, exchange some pleasantries. I'm not taking a picture and posting it.
No. It's so messy. And this is all the shit that she gets in trouble for, Sheena. Like, and then she wonders why people are mad at you. This is like, this is an example of like why. So I have a feeling that Sheena and Lindsay are going to continue to have another squash that beef due to that. But Lindsay did post a picture of herself. She seems to be like just kind of leaning into like female empowerment here of loving herself and kind of celebrating and recognizing that today could have been her wedding day. But she says, today I woke up and was reminded that I am smart, capable, genuine, thoughtful, funny, kind, empathetic, authentic, strong, and beautiful. It's a great day to celebrate myself. So what a good way to just kind of reclaim the day as your own. She's apparently dating a country singer, Dustin Lynch. That's what the streets are saying. So I think Lindsay is going to be just fine. Carl, I don't know, but.
Carl looks like he's going through it. He is looking a little, just a little heartbroken these days. I'm not saying like, you know, he's the victim, but when I see him in pictures, I'm like, this isn't the Carl that we typically see. I think he looks different. He looks thinner. So yeah, hopefully a lot of people have DM'd us. We haven't heard any rumors of anything bad happening necessarily, but I hope he's okay. You know?
Yeah. We definitely hope his sobriety's intact and that he's taking care of himself and has all the safe space and resources.
All right. Bravo. In response to, I'm thinking Bethany mainly is going to be releasing their own podcast, which is kind of interesting.
It's very interesting. And they're doing it with an executive producer, Alex Baskin. So I just thought that was very interesting. And I think from a PR perspective, it kind of gives them an indirect, direct way to respond to claims made about reality television. So I think it was a smart move.
I love it. I'm here for it. I do think too, there's so many podcasts about Bravo. They're like, yeah, why don't we just come like be the, not the source of truth, but like have one that's, you know, directly from us. We will be listening and I'm sure we'll be getting some headlines from it. I'm guessing the first one looks with like Kyle. Kyle is going to be pretty good. Yeah.
Absolutely. Next, we have a coupling that I was not expecting at all. So it was revealed on Watch What Happens Live this week. Danielle Oliveira, our girl Danny, was on, and Joe Bradley was in the audience. I didn't think much of it until Andy then asked. He's like, I hear there's like a romance that came through you and Joe Bradley, and here they are. So what's your take?
Well, one, they look beautiful together. I mean, like, they both have like gorgeous dark hair. They are a very, very attractive couple. Our first time meeting Joe Bradley was at BravoCon at the Bravos, actually, but we had DM'd with him before, and he seems like he's really cool. He hooked us up at Republic, made sure the people took care of us there, which we were appreciative of. So like, I went into it thinking like, he seems like a really good guy. We obviously love Danielle. I'm happy for it. I don't know if anything serious comes of it, but the fact that he was at Watch What Happens Live and they did a soft launch, or I guess you'd say hard launch, really.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know what's happening. I feel like they're probably just having fun.
Yeah.
And just seeing.
I don't know how old he is, but he seems like he's younger than 30.
Yeah. I think he's 27 because I Googled this recently. So I think he's 27. She's like 30. So he's a little bit younger, but still they're hot. I mean, I don't think see this being long term. I see this as like a good lay and good laughs.
Having some fun. Yeah.
Having some fun. Yes. Let's move on to the next headline. A couple that might have broken up, Sam and Corey.
Yeah.
So Sam posted on earlier this week, she posted on her Instagram stories. It's a picture of a floral arrangement and says, even the hardest days don't seem so bad when you got love like this. At Gabby Prescott, grateful for you. And in the card, it says, I know you can buy your own flowers, but you deserve to get sent them too. You are such a bright light and it blinds some people. And if that blinds some people, that's their problem. Love you so much and forever grateful to have you in my life, Gabby.
I mean, that's a good friend. So a lot of us took it as a breakup, which, you know, seeing some of the behavior on Winter House is not too surprising. But we've also heard from people that it's in response to this week's Winter House episode. You know, basically like kind of like Sam and Corey seemingly aren't as strong, you know, and he's kind of talking about, well, he said he's so happy with her. He kept making it seem like they're not official. So I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I think it was probably more in response to the episode. However, because she posted it on Tuesday, Winter House airs that Tuesday. So the timing of it all like aligns more closely to that. But the story I'm telling myself is that she is going Miley Cyrus and buying herself flowers and saying goodbye to Corey.
I hope
so. That's what I'm putting out there, that energy out for her, because that man is cheating on you left and right. We all know it, allegedly. And I just, I don't want you to look like a fool. Get out before he makes you look real dumb. Okay.
Good advice. Good advice.
Okay. Let's talk about another split before we get into a dark moment and then an uplifting moment. Okay. Right. So Lucas Gage and Chris Appleton split. A lot of you were like surprised that they were together. If you don't know who Chris Appleton is, he is the hairdresser to stars. So J-Lo, Kim K are some of his clients. So this whirlwind romance, it just makes me laugh. This all happened within this year.
Within like a 6 month span.
Yes, yeah. They dated for like a month and then decided to get married in Vegas and got married in Vegas. Shania Twain sang, Kim K was the officiant. And then,
I mean, this is just up. Like, sounds like a joke to begin with. Like just all of that, like all those people in the mix. Like, is this like a fever dream? I don't think anyone was really, I was not surprised. I mean,
I was not surprised either. It's like, what do you think is going to happen after you date for a month and get married? Like, yeah. I mean, at least give it 6 months. I don't know. So that doesn't surprise me at all. I also got a lot of chuckles. Abby and I do not watch the Kardashians, the new season, but apparently the episode had just aired. So it would not surprise me that they timed the announcement of this to be after the episode had aired.
Yeah, it might have been a little calculated. I'm sure, you know, Kris Jenner, the momager, you know, of the century, gave some advice on that one. All right. Do we want to go dark then somewhat happy?
Yes. Let's go dark. So Diddy has been, there's a lawsuit against P. Diddy from Cassie, his ex-girlfriend. So it's very, very dark to this point where the court claims have a trigger warning on it. in terms of sexual violence. So he's accused by Cassie of rape and years of abuse. One of the things that came out of that article, again, if you do read it, just want, if you've been a victim of sexual assault, there's a lot of trigger warnings there for you if you do want to read into more details. But one of the things that came out from it are all sorts of ridiculous things. But Cassie and Diddy had a tumultuous relationship on and off for like 10 years. He started dating her when she was 19. I've always side-eyed it. I felt like Cassie's career was, she was like the it girl for that moment in time and then never took off. And she was always with him. So she was 19 at the time when she started dating him. Yeah. So you guys can start to use your mind, your imagination of all the darkness that can go there. But one of the things that came out from the article is that Kid Cudi and Cassie were dating for like a minute and Diddy did not like it and blew up Kid Cudi's car. And Kid Cudi commented in the article and said, yes, that is true. That did happen. So I believe Cassie, my heart goes out to her. I think it's incredibly brave that she, any victim of any crime to come forward with their story. I think it takes a lot of bravery to do that. So I would imagine more is going to come out from there. So again, if you're interested, the New York Times did an in-depth article on it, and I'm sure you can find it on Reddit and other places if you want the highlights.
I do. I commend her for coming forward as well. I think it takes a lot of bravery. And I'm just guessing there might be other victims as well who are going to feel empowered to come forward with their story after this article. So I think it's just sad, but I don't know. I feel like when there's men like this who kind of abuse younger women and use their power, fame to like lure them in and say like, I can make you famous too, mm-hmm. or I can give you. Like, I don't think she's the first one he's done this to.
No, so like, I mean, let's not forget what happened to R. Kelly and like right. similar stories. Like, so yes, absolutely. So our love goes out to her, but let's talk about, let's end on a happier note and talk about the kiss heard around the world.
I mean, I am starting to get on board with this. Vanessa is still not a
hater.
Fan,
I kind of love being a hater though.
Yeah. Taylor and Travis. So we were very wrong. We released our headlines episode last week and said that it didn't look like, you know, Travis was going to make it to Argentina for her tour that she's on. Now she's kind of doing the like, well, she's going to come back to the, I think she has like one in the States.
No, I think she's done. She's in Brazil now.
Okay. No, I think in 2024 though, she's like part of the tour, I think there's a part that comes back, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, she's off doing her tour. She's not in the States right now. Travis went out there, actually did end up going. He was sitting with her dad in like this tented area off to the side. She changed the lyrics to Karma, and it was Karma is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. I think that for me, like her dad is the cutest part of all of this. His reaction, he's wearing a Chiefs lanyard that had his pass to be backstage. And he just seemed like so happy for them when like she changed the lyrics. He was like, you know, like he was like, you know, giving that old man like tap on the back and it was cute.
But yeah, okay. So this is a hater coming in. I just think I'm like, girl, okay. You are the number one pop star in the world. And I know this is her thing. But I'm like, honey, you not only you change the lyrics, you run to him where it's very obvious in public where people like dive into his arms like you've never been loved before, dived into his arms, change your lyrics. She's saying Endgame at this show. And then also people get the glow in the dark, the light up bracelets. She made them red and yellow for the Chiefs. So I'm just like, okay, honey, you have been stigmatized. I don't know how long y'all have been truly been dating. The timeline is up for discussion, but I would imagine the amount of days you two have actually spent consecutive back-to-back time together. I'm like, let's, you know, like pump the brakes, play a little bit cool. Don't air out all your cards. I don't know. It's just, I'm just not into that aspect of Taylor, but I know that's very much her thing. Demois is out there saying they're going to be engaged like by the end of the football season. I feel like you're about it. You think it's going to happen? The parents are apparently meeting on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. And then they're going to possibly spend Thanksgiving together. I feel like given her like past couple of relationships, it was like, she was not open like this, where she wasn't like being seen with him all the time.
Not with Joe, but that was 6 years, but you're forgetting Tom Hiddleswift. the
high. No, I'm thinking like, right, her, but her more recent with Joe. And that, I think that like, then they dated for like, what, how many years?
6 years.
6 years. And so I feel like she was like just so much more private with it. And I think now the fact that like she is just getting the opportunity, a lot of people said he didn't like, that Joe didn't want it to be a public thing, whatever. I just think she's like seemingly okay with being like, this is who I'm dating. It's early. We're happy. It is what it is. They both seem very happy about it. I do think it's interesting, like how the media, it's like 1 minute, it's like, they're so in love and their friends say they're going to be engaged. And then they're very quick to be like, oh, Selena Gomez doesn't like him. Gigi Hadid doesn't like him. And they both have come forward and said that, like, they are happy for their girl and they've left it at that. I'm sure as a good friend, they have some concerns. Like, I would too. If my friend, you know, all of a sudden is like doing all the things that you say, like, you know, the bracelet, she's like running to him, like going to all of his games, creating like a handshake with the quarterback's wife. I don't know. I won't be surprised if they end up engaged. Do I think they're going to last? No, but I really, at this point, don't think any celebrity couple lasts more than 7 years. So that's just my thought. But let's talk about his tweets that are
resurfacing. Yeah, so he's such a golden retriever. So I loved, Betches posted this, all of Travis Kelce's old tweets feel like the edible just hit. The famous one that's going around is, I just gave a squirrel, which he misspelled, a piece of bread, and it straight smashed it, all of it. I had no idea they ate bread like that. Ha ha ha. Hashtag crazy.
I will say there is something, I don't know, endearing, like, but heartwarming about the fact that, like, we have somebody whose old tweets are surfacing and it's not like, oh, they're homophobic. Oh, they're racist. It's like, oh, they're really just a giant child that never grew up. Yeah. He misspells things wrong all the time.
Oh, my God. The one that made me laugh. Up at Olive Garden with Papa. How to grab the fettuccine with chicken Alfredo. Hashtag schmackin'.
He tweeted about naps. Also, let's keep, some of these were like, what, 2014,
like 2012, like a long time ago.
I mean, I look back, like, I really, like, how do I disable Facebook reminding me of statuses I had in like 2010 and 2011? I mean, I think we were all like, we've all been Travis and like posted the dumbest shit on the internet, but I don't know.
I love him. And guys, I know I'm being like a hater. I love them both individually. I love Travis. I love what is happening for the city. I think I'm just being protective of him, oddly enough. So I'm just kind of like, ooh, I don't want the Swifties going hard. And
yeah, ooh. I mean, when they break up, it could, if they break up, I guess it could be.
You'd have ugly. To go into hiding.
One thing that I think is really kind of funny and has made me laugh too is, so I love Jason Kelce. That's more my type of guy. And he and his brother have a really funny podcast together. And Taylor and her family, like, she grew up outside of Philadelphia. Her dad was an Eagles fan. And so Travis's brother, Jason Kelce, has been getting like a little upset over the fact that the entire Swift family, who was lifelong Eagles fans, have just so quickly moved to the Chiefs, who the Eagles and Chiefs played each other in last year's Super Bowl. So there's a little sour grapes there with that. I think that dynamic, if all the families were to get together, would be really funny to see them.
Like, I find it really interesting. So Monday Night Football, we're going to get another photo op, maybe. I don't know if she will be there because she's, in the middle of this world tour.
I think she's flying in, is the rumor.
Oh my God. Okay, here's my number one question in all of us, is the jet lag of it all. Like, how do you manage that? So
she's probably flying private. So she's like,
I know, but still. Like, I just can't imagine, like, flying back and forth and switching time zones that often. I would never know what
it is. I don't know if you get used to it. Also, Drew Barrymore, I don't know if you saw it, like, posted about how, like, she looked up Taylor's tour and looked up when the Super Bowl would be. And it, like, could work out that Taylor would be leaving, like, Tokyo to go to Vegas for the Super Bowl. Now, a lot of things have to happen. The Chiefs have to make the Super Bowl. There's a lot of things.
Oh my God.
But I'm like, insane. Wow, people are really diving deep.
Swiftie's going crazy. Okay, so she, her next tour date is in Brazil, Friday, November 24th. So I don't know what time it is or like what time zone it is. But so
Monday on the 20th, she could easily be.
She could do it. She's definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I guess technically they could spend like a little bit of Thanksgiving together.
I mean, insanity. Okay, so Brazil is only 2 hours ahead of us, so it's not that bad. Okay, well, that's tolerable.
Well, and she's used to East time zone, so it's really only 1 hour, right?
Yeah, I think it's actually, yeah. So it could work out. All right. I'm done being a little bit of a hater. Let's end this note. Just being grateful. We want to thank you guys. We're coming into the Thanksgiving week. We want to take the time and just say thank you to you. We are so grateful for this community that we have built, and you are a huge reason why. Abby and I will send each other DMs, any kind messages that you send to us. This sounds so like,
It means a lot.
Yeah. It honestly means a lot. And it really warms our heart that you guys listen to us and support us. And we are two working moms in the Midwest just trying to do the damn thing. And you're a huge reason why. So I am thankful for you.
I am too.
Okay. I was like, Abby, are you thankful? Okay. Thank you.
You guys can all go fuck yourselves. No, I'm just kidding. I love you all. I thank you guys so much. That's just some of my sarcastic humor coming through. No, I mean, BravoCon 2 was like such a crazy moment. Everyone's like, oh my God, who did you meet? What was your favorite part? And I was like, this is going to sound so bad, but like, it was great meeting Bravo Leveries. The best part is meeting all of you guys, talking to all of you, finding out who you guys got to see, who was it's a really cool moment. We actually were DMing with different people at Bravo, kind of saying like, BravoCon almost like restores my faith in humanity, because you have people from all over, truly all over the world, different backgrounds, different religions, different races, different sexual orientations. And we all come together and we're friends and friendly and kind and looking out for one another just because we all watch the same shows. And I don't think there's a lot of networks that do that. So I'm thankful for all of you that like we get to be part of this big Bravo community together.
Yes. And sending you love. If you're spending Thanksgiving with family or however you're celebrating the day, I hope you are feeling some sort of love and doing something that brings you joy. So I'm going to end on a high note and just say, make it a good day.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.